I started in June 1964. In 1963, I was with my six-month-old son in arms, waving a flag in Howlands as the Queen opened it. And a year later, with three young children, I needed some money. So I heard there were jobs going at the hospital, and the domestic staff got 3 9d an hour, and the nursing auxiliaries got 4 shillings. And I did my housework at home, but I didn't particularly want to do cleaning at work. So I thought, I always wanted to be a vet, perhaps I could be a nursing auxiliary. So I went along to the deputy matron and was interviewed, and she said, and she explained about the money and said the minimum was 9 hours a week I could do, evenings. Six till nine. They preferred 6 till 10, but if I wanted to start 6 till 9, 3 days a week, she said, that will be 36 shillings, Mrs. Hazel. Will that be enough? Well, my family allowance was 17 and sixpence. So that trebled my... So I said, yes, that would be fine, thank you. So I then had to have chest x-rays, medicals, fitted for uniforms. And I can't remember exactly when I started, but I started and was sent up to Datchworth Ward, which was the cardiac ward, as a nursing auxiliary in that my uniform. And I was handed over to the under the care of a very large nursing auxiliary who'd worked in the pear tree when it was a maternity over in the town. She took one look at me and said, oh, another one of those, and ignored me for the rest of the shift. Because at the time working there were German nurses, trained German nurses, who were over here to learn English, so they had, but they had to work as auxiliaries. So she saw this woman in her 30s, blonde, and thought, oh, she's another German, won't bother to talk to her. So one of the German girls took me under her wing. So the first thing you did was did suppers. I arrived at 6, so the report was over. I didn't have any... Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith, I said, excuse me, sister, where are they? Oh, A1, A2, so off. So I went down and gave them their... I spoke in hushed tones because I thought I was in the library. So I spoke very quietly and I laid the food very in front of them and I went off. I was on what was called the pool. It wasn't called the bank. You walked in at the front door, which of course is further down from the front door is now. And you spoke in the deputy matron's office, was the first one on the right as you went through the front door, and she told you where to go. Well, you all were sent to the wards, which were the heaviest wards or the ones that were shortest of staff. So it was usually the geriatric ward, which was called elderly care now, but it was Nebworth Ward or Datchworth or Digswell, the chest ward. And I got used to it as the drill settled down. Our discipline was much stricter for the patients and the nurses then, because you did the suppers and after supper was the bedpan round. And then after that, they got ready for 7 o'clock visiting. The visiting was 3 till 4 and 7 till 8, no exceptions. Even the mothers, I don't think, were even allowed to stay on the children's ward in those days. I don't know if that's a fact, but you and I have got the feeling that visiting was extremely strict. So during visiting time, the auxiliaries took all the flowers away, bay by bay, because they were allowed flowers, vases of flowers then. They were moved onto the ward bay top at night, but they could have them on their windowsills or on their lock then. Because there is a risk then of Pseudomonas in the dirty water. This very nasty Pseudomonas bug can arise. So the auxiliaries took every single vase of flowers, removed the dead ones, changed the water and took them back. That was your job during visiting time. So that prevented the infection in those days. So then, after visiting, it was the bedpan round, you settled them down for the night. And after a while, I realised at 9 o'clock I was leaving a lot of work to my colleagues, so I started working till 10. It was an extra 12 shillings a week, so I was quite happy to do that. And then gradually I did Sundays, and as the children got older, I did more and more longer hours. And I was occasionally sent to casualty, and I loved it so much that I actually stayed on casualty for my second 5 years of the 10 I did as a nursing auxiliary.